sports on big screen TVs, and an ice cold beverage. Visit the best strip club in the St. Louis area. And don't forget, you can catch every pay-per-view UFC fight with the confidence you'll be a winner, one way or the other. PT's Country Rock Cabaret is located just minutes from downtown St. Louis. So if that convention or expo is bringing you down, it's time to rise and smile at PT's Country Rock Cabaret in Sauget, next to Pop's Concert Venue. Free admission before 6 p.m., only $6 before 8 p.m., and never more than $12 after 8 p.m. Don't sit at home watching the game. Be in the game at PT's Country Rock Cabaret.
Oh, hey, this is Tom from Salt and Smoke. Is Pauly Shore ever eaten at your restaurant?
No.
Ew.
No. Oh, God, no. No.
Oh, okay. Well, has he ever eaten at your restaurant twice?
Excuse me.
It's so embarrassing. Salt and Smoke. Now, featuring the Hamptons.
Blue Chip was started by Scott and Pat Phillips with little more than a Volkswagen Beetle, a little bit of luck, and a whole lot of work. Since then, Blue Chip has grown into one of the nation's largest and most recognized pest control firms while still being the hometown St. Louis company. Now moving into our third generation, Blue Chip is just as focused with a commitment to training and professionalism that are unmatched in our industry. We are experts at what we do, which simply put is protecting your home, your business, and your family. Go to stlbugs.com to learn more.
It's Denise from the Appliance Discounters, and my brother Tony and I want to make it easy for you to shop local. At Appliance Discounters, you'll see a huge selection of appliances on display in kitchen suites. You'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable sales associate. Your appliance selection and service will always be at the very lowest price, and if you have any questions or need service after the sale, you can even speak directly to the owners. So be proud of your purchase and shop local with the Appliance Discounters at any of the 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Club Fitness has something for everybody and every budget. Join by April 12th with just $1 to enroll.
$1? Is this some kind of April Fool's joke?
Nope. Plus, members get 24-hour access and free Kids Club.
Free? It's gotta be.
I'm serious. No funny business, just fun and fitness.
Guess I'd be an April Fool to miss that offer.
Join Club Fitness by April 12th and get $1 enrollment. Some restrictions apply. See Club for details.
I know a lot about Sharp City.
And it's great.
Whether you're looking to fillet up a Dover sole or slice into your favorite cattleman's cut, the folks over at Bertarelli Cutlery know all the ins and outs about how to get your kitchen knives as sharp as the dickens. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Bertarelli Cutlery offers St. Louis's finest knife sharpening services, as well as having all the gadgets and gizmos for your kitchen needs. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill, visit them on Facebook or online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
Summertime and schnooks. Birds on bats and chicken on a grill. Relievers warming up and refreshments icing down. Friends, family, and radios at the ready. This is what St. Louis tradition sounds like, smells like, and tastes like. So get a good grip on that shopping cart. Swing for the picket fences and touch them all. We're your biggest fan. Schnooks. Fresh every day. Especially on game day.
Your health is the most important asset you have, not your home or car or job, because if you can't function properly, you are devaluing yourself. First Step Family Wellness, located at 439 Kirkwood Road, is the place to get your wellness on track. What is wellness? Doctors Ryan and Jeannie Sandheinrich deal in areas of health from chiropractic to stomach health to prenatal care. Do you suffer from headaches or migraines that are shooting, stabbing, and throbbing? These issues are stopping you from being the best at work, at home, and as a parent. Then there's the issue of digestion. You have no idea the health problems that heartburn, constipation, and IBS can cause. They help people get more out of their food with enzyme therapy. At First Step Family Wellness, they diagnose and can solve these issues that are holding you back from being your best. First Step Family Wellness. Take that first step towards feeling great again.
Too early.
So join us
partners and him.
There's no fun left on
him. Right on it. Nailed it.
Ma.
Nailed it.
And
Ma.
We're full of trip, and we think you'll get lots of
fun. Beat a neck sweat, reach their butt crack, wins.
All I heard was butt crack. Why is that universally funny,
I don't
too?
Know.
Butt crack. It's always funny.
It's just
you
a
see
nice
a guy
look.
Bending down, working on something, and he's got a little butt crack. It's just funny.
Yep.
I don't know why. Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the April 11th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by the longest-running advertiser on this show, 22 years, Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Oh, my goodness, I talked to him, I guess it was day before yesterday. What is today? Yeah, Monday. Business is just fantastic, and a lot of it coming from you. Thank you, you AM and the PMers. Let's do this.
Hey!
At the control board, the host of Critter Coroner every Wednesday, spent 19 years in Great Britain, 10 of them in Birmingham, England. He's practically royalty, but not quite. He is Trevor Limey or Limestone. Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. How are you? I hope you're enjoying this wonderful weather and that you have a wonderful night.
Got a very complimentary, got a great compliment about you from an advertiser earlier that I was on the phone. Yeah, so I'll share that with you later, or maybe I won't. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I want to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They're from Stiefel. If you're thinking about retiring, you can call Mark and Jason for a complimentary portfolio review. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
The guy you heard chuckling in the background, and he should chuckle. He's got a lot to chuckle about. He should be happy. He has two very successful careers going. Radio career skyrocketing every day that he's on this show. And the other job that he has, oh, yes, that's right, there's more. That other job, private investigator, I would imagine that's going well, too. Tim Woodburn, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you very much, Frank. My segment of the show brought to you in part by Scott's GrubX. It is the only way to get rid of moles. Don't listen to any insane exterminator who tells you to use traps. Use Scott's GrubX. A 14-pound bag will cover 5,000 square feet of your yard.
You're an idiot.
Wow.
You're an idiot.
That actually makes us sound like a real radio station, having a sponsor like
wow.
that.
You're an
Scott's.
Idiot.
That's a pretty big name.
I just sold it in the last hour.
Good. Good for you. Somebody's selling something. That's good. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. Ah, boy.
What?
I heard your rat boy on the phone to Bill Cleveland. Oh, he was tearing him apart.
Yeah.
How could you go to Milwaukee and go to the motorcycle museum when there's all kinds of opportunities to go look at... What was he wanting to go see?
Jeez.
Yeah, well, of course, Wisconsin. Would you please give a big thank you round of applause to Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
About 22 years ago, I don't even know... I have no idea how I heard the name Thompson Price. I would imagine somebody mentioned it. I know we wanted to redo our kitchen. I know that one of the three companies we talked to, I got the name from a guy that I used to work with, and he had his kitchen redone. He went on and on about this place, and I finally went over and looked at his kitchen. It was okay. It was just okay. It didn't knock your socks off. And then somehow or other we get another name. I don't even remember that company. And then the third was Thompson Price. And I remember that one of the companies realized there was kind of a deadline, and the other two had gotten back to us. And you know how you can always tell when somebody, when you're an afterthought and they forgot about you? Like if you'll call a business and they go, yeah, we were just getting ready to call you. No, you weren't. No, you weren't. You forgot about me. And when they submitted their proposal, it had just been thrown together, a lot of little handwritten notes, and here's our estimate, here's what we think. And then I took a look at what Thompson Price provided us, a very comprehensive, detailed blueprint with everything explained. I don't know how to read blueprints. I could read this one, and I understood everything on there. And then what it would cost and why it would cost that and every single thing you're paying for, as well as the timeline. Here's what happens this first day. Here's what happens the next day. By the end of the first week, we'll be here. And I'm going to tell you something. When they did that job, that's exactly how it went down. Now, I realize that on some occasions with some people, it doesn't work that way. Things happen, unexpected, unforeseen things. But for the most part, they're real good at giving you an estimate, not just for price, but for time and what you can expect. And what you can expect as the end result is, if there's such a thing as perfection in a kitchen or bathroom, this would be it. A Thompson Price kitchen and bathroom. In fact, they ought to work a deal with the customer where anybody who walks in that home, there's a plaque that said, this is a Thompson Price kitchen. You know how golf courses, this is a Jack Nicklaus course. This is an Arnold Palmer. This is a Gary Player course. Well, it's a Thompson Price kitchen. And then right then, anybody in that kitchen is going to know you are in. This is as good as it gets. It doesn't get better than this. Thompson Price. Thompson Price does have a showroom. It's in De Pere. It's less than a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. And it's impressive, but your kitchen, your bathroom is not in there. Parts of it, maybe. Then there are other ideas they haven't even displayed. Things you'll share with them and they'll share with you. And between the two of you, you're going to come up with something really breathtaking and functional and practical because of the process they put you through. They're going to ask you a whole bunch of questions before they even start this because they want to make sure they know what you want and who you are and what that kitchen is going to be used for, who's going to use it, how they're going to use it, and for how long. Will grandparents eventually be living here using this kitchen? Is there a midget living here? They don't have that on the question. I use that, okay? I still like that word. Are these really tall people, short people? All that stuff's important. How many drawers you need in a kitchen is based on and determined by what kind of cooking people do. How many utensils? Do you want to hang pots and pans up or do you not? Why? How big should the center island be? What's too big? What's too small? Why do you not want this kind of countertop? And why do you want to avoid this kind of floor, but you want to take a look at this? And on and on and on and on. And they're the people that talked us out of a refrigerator I thought I wanted, and I'm so glad I didn't spend the money for. Thompson Price, pretty impressive. You want to know more? Thompson Price. com. Larry Connors comes on at 6 o'clock, right after we get off. Governor Greitens issued a statement today, and, Larry wants to know, do you think he should resign? Who do you believe? The committee? You believe Greitens? He'll talk about it. More reported sick people from fake pot, and the health experts believe they know what's happening. Larry will talk about that. More fallout from the Jamie Allman tweet. He's now lost his radio job and his TV job. Is this fair punishment for Jamie Allman? I'm not qualified to talk about that, but I believe Larry is. Larry, as a longtime former TV guy, now radio guy, and radio guy before, so he's been on both sides of it. Can a low-carb diet really help you lose weight? Larry will talk about that, and he's going to tell you about one of the latest and stupidest ways to protect students from gun violence. Larry Connors, Larry Connors USA. Right after we get out of here in, my goodness, 40 minutes or so after the news. If you are selling your house right now, do you guys know anybody who's put a house up for sale?
Yeah, I do not. Recently? I do.
Yes. And have they sold it? Is it still on the market?
It is still on the market, yeah.
I got news. I can tell you something. This is a tremendous time for the sellers. The housing market, we have friends. I just talked to them. They put their house on the market about 4 weeks ago, and it ended already with two buyers in a bidding war that resulted in them selling it for more than the house was listed for, with no contingencies. And I've talked to a couple of realtors and other people who have, you know, put their houses up. This is not uncommon, depending on the price of your house. Now, I don't know what real inexpensive houses are doing, but that sort of $250 to $400, man, oh man, is it a seller's market? So, until I get into it, if I could jump in, I'd change all that and ruin everything. I have never had great luck with real estate. I don't have that touch. I don't have that timing for real estate. Only, I think twice did I even sort of come out okay. The other times, wah, wah, not so pretty. I read a great article this morning. Who has Siri in the room? Anybody
Siri? Else? Oh, I do.
Nope. You do now because, Dan, you're now an iPhone guy.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Tim, you ever play with Siri very much?
Not much.
Dan?
Yeah, every once in a while.
Here's what I was using Siri for. Siri, how old is Tanya Tucker? All right. Tanya Tucker is 59 years old. That's what I was using it for. Who was the 31st president of the United States? I read this article. I kind of tested it. I had no idea. For example, I just said, play the I, Tanya trailer. And much like Alexa? Is that what they call her?
Yeah.
You do the same thing with Siri. I never thought to use Siri that way. So you folks who have iPhones, here's the other thing you can do, and this is the scary part. I don't have a Facebook page, you know that. So I don't really get into all that, but a lot of people do. And there are lots of ways that people's phones can be tracked because we allow it. We turn on notifications that say it's okay to track me. You can tell, say to Siri, for example, where's my sister right now? And up comes the map showing where the phone is, telling you where people are that you know. Friends on Facebook, ask Siri where almost any one of them is. Where's my buddy Bob I went to high school with? And mention by name the way it's listed, and Siri will show you where that person is.
Hey, Siri,
I don't
where
particularly
is Tim
like that.
Woodburn right now?
There's no one in your Find My Friends list.
Oh, wow. I guess you don't have him in your contact.
He's in my contact.
Apparently, Tim, though, you're not a friend. You're just a contact.
Ouch.
I didn't know you had to have a Find My Friends list. I didn't know that.
I don't understand a lot of it, but the fact that you can do this stuff. You know what I've been doing to watch movie trailers? I go to Flixster, and then I go to the theater, and then I pull up the movie by title, and then I watch the trailer. I'm not doing that anymore. I'll just go play a Quiet Place trailer, and up comes the video. I didn't even know I could do that with Siri. There's like 100 other things that she does that I didn't know. I guess it really is just like Alexa, except it's not sitting in your house. It's right there in your phone. All right, Dan Strauss has put on our Facebook page something I hope you will take advantage of. Thank you, Brian. I got your email a while ago. Brian just doubled his contribution to $200 to Win the World Cares. And the way he's going to do it is he's writing a check and he's sending it to Win the World Cares in Bridgeton. That's the mailing address for their charitable arm, the charitable arm of Win the World. So here's what we've decided to do. The big trivia night is May 19th. Every single dollar goes to St. Jude Children's Hospital. I'm going to come up with some things that you will be eligible to win in a drawing, and every $100 that you donate gets you an entry. If you, in Brian's case, $200, two entries. And then we'll draw as we get closer, like a week away. We'll draw for dinner with me and my wife at Any Guns. There may be a dinner with me, my wife, Dan, and Sandy, and the winning person and guest at Any Guns. If somebody wants to donate enough money, I'll do a lot of things that I don't ever do, don't particularly want to do, except I'll want to do it because it's charity. There was one time in my radio career, and it was at Christmas time, over the Christmas holiday, where a guy paid me to drive to, it was somewhere way, way out there in the middle of Illinois or other side of Illinois. It was a good 2.5-3 hours from St. Louis. On a cold, late November night, I drove to this guy's house. Didn't know him, never met him, but he shook a big wad of money at me, and I couldn't turn it down. And I went to his house, and told a couple of jokes, had some little meatball appetizers and a cold drink, and met his friends. There were only 12 people there. And I came back home. And I told my wife, I said, you know what, if I could do this like twice a week, just go eat somebody's Christmas appetizers, tell them a couple of jokes, and walk out with a bunch of money, that would be great. Well, think about that. You want to have some people over, or just you and your husband or wife, another couple, will sit around and tell a few jokes. It's going to cost you. It's going to cost you. But it all goes to St. Jude. So on our website, Facebook.com, not website, Facebook page, Facebook.com/AMandThePM, the address is there. Make your checkout and put on it AM and the PM. You will automatically, for every $100, be entered and have one entry per 100 for whatever it is we're going to give. I guarantee you it'll be something you'll enjoy. So that's our way of including everybody, not just people who can write a big fat check. But to those of you listening who have dough, who have the money, let me tell you something. You will always be able to get dinner, whatever you want. You write a big enough check, you're in. We'll see to that. You get a seat at our table, too, at the trivia night. Scott Sherman tomorrow. Just a reminder. Legal advice, 4 o'clock hour. We'll make sure you don't forget about that. I have a medical procedure coming up a week from tomorrow that I have to have done. In fact, I won't be on because I won't be able to be, and Scott will be on for me. What I wanted to mention is this. This procedure, they told me that before they could do it, they gave me this list of stuff they had to have. They said, go to your family doctor and get this, EKG, blood workup, blah, 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 blah. And I said, I don't have a family doctor. And I don't. I have a cardiologist. I have a prostate, like 3 people, but I don't have a family doctor. So some urgent cares do offer that service where if you don't have a family physician and you need a physical, that's the thing. They wanted a physical. I didn't have it. So I go to this place, didn't know anybody there. My doctor wasn't there because I didn't have a doctor. And I'm going to tell you something. It again, just reconfirmed my feeling about urgent cares. I have never had a bad experience at urgent care. Anybody ever here had to go to urgent care?
Yep, yep. I have. Yeah, oh, yeah.
They're fantastic. Unless you've had a bad experience, I haven't. I never have. Those people are wonderful.
I think the average time I normally wait in a urgent care is about an hour, and then I'm in and out and gone, so that's not too bad.
I have not had that experience. You must have gone when everybody else had the flu or whatever it was, because my experience was, I was there 2 hours, but I had to have a physical, and they couldn't have been nicer. It was a pleasant experience. When you have kids, you're going to be running either to the emergency room or urgent care, I guarantee you, more than once in your life, because they did something crazy and got hurt.
Did they laugh when they asked you to disrobe?
I didn't have to disrobe. I had to take my shirt off because they had to listen to my heart. I had to have the stickers put on me for an EKG. I had to have my ears. They looked in my ears, and they looked, you know, it's a physical. It's just sort of a basic.
They say, we thought we told you to take your shirt off. You left your sweater on.
You left your mohair sweater on.
They did comment about my hair, my hair. The gal that did it with the stickers, I said, please tell me you're going to have to shave my chest. I like all this hair. She said, well, we're going to try not to. I said, no, please don't shave my chest.
Could you imagine he's just got like, you know, a little smiley face shaved into his chest?
They were able to pull it off. But my whole point is, I just want to say hello to every urgent care out there and say, I don't know when that idea came along as an alternative to the doctor or the emergency room, but my goodness. And the guy who wasn't actually an MD, he was called a physician's assistant. He's been doing it for 25 years. He couldn't have been nicer or more professional. So, folks, don't forget about the urgent cares. You get real sick or you get into those things. And there was a guy in there in the waiting room, and he was just bent over double holding one of his eyes. Just he was doing this. I thought, my goodness, so I threw acid in this guy's face. I said, what the heck? And here's what's happened with the legal system and HIPAA and all this. I walked up to the window, and I said to the girl, I said, hey, this guy over here is really in pain. I said, I got here first, but I'm okay if you want to get him in there. He's obviously really hurting. And she said, no, that's okay. And I said, what do you mean it's okay? Without saying it, he's one of these people that's always running to urgent.
Oh.
For any little thing, and makes it out without really saying much. She basically said, we see him all the time.
He's a, what is it, a hypochondriac?
Yes. Someone,
yeah, okay.
And I said, well, what the heck is the deal with his face or his eyes? She said, I'm not allowed to share that with you. And she said, HIPAA. I said, okay, I get it. But I was curious, because you'd have thought, I mean, I'm not kidding, you'd have thought that somebody just threw sulfuric acid in his face. And she was looking at me like, nah.
And his eyeball was just hanging on his cheek.
Yeah, but when I looked at him, I thought, well, I don't see anything that horrible.
He can wait.
And there are those people. They run to the emergency room, for example, for everything that comes along. This is a short email. It says, Frank, I was a big fan of yours. You lost me with the PT's commercials. Susanna, and I won't mention Susanna's last name. She owns a beauty boutique. Susanna, here's the thing. I don't particularly like them either. Okay? I don't. If I had my way, we probably... well, there are other commercials we wouldn't run if I had my way, if I owned the place. But maybe if I owned the place, I'd take a different approach and have a different outlook and think, I need some money because I own the place and it needs to make money. I have nothing to do, Susanna, with PT's commercials or any of the other commercials that I don't do myself. Now, if I had a lot of clout and had been here a long time, I haven't, I've been here 7 months, I could probably go into the office and say, look, take those things off the air or I'm out of here. But Susanna, if I did that now, I'm the new guy here. If I walked in and did that, the guy that owns this place, Randy, would say, well, bud, you need to pack your things and get out of here then. Well, you don't own this place. So I'm sorry you don't like them, but there's really not much I can do about it. And I've never understood people who do that. I was a big fan. But you ran those PT commercials. I'm never going to listen to you again. And by the way, hi, Susanna, because I'm sure she's listening today. That's the other thing that usually happens, is they actually are listening. Walmart has added another market to their grocery store delivery. Look, groceries being delivered to people's homes has been around for like 25 or 30 years at least. It seems to never really work out. I think it's a good idea for old people, can't get out, but it's not for me. I like going to the store, and I don't like it because it makes me hungry, and I buy stuff I don't need. And also, you're relying on somebody else to get exactly the right brand. And what, you know what I'm saying? You get it, they get delivered to your house, and then you open it up and you go, that's not the kind of milk I like, or I don't like this cottage cheese or yogurt. But Walmart is, they continue to grow, and I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that Amazon is now in the grocery business. I guess eventually everybody will be in the grocery business. The great story about I'll make it quick. Is Boston Marathon this weekend? It's coming up.
Oh, soon, I don't know.
Isn't it?
I couldn't tell you.
I think it's maybe this week. This story is about 2 years ago. There was a guy who, a week before he was going to propose to his girlfriend, he had just a freak accident. He fell head first into a gym wall. He was playing league basketball with some friends, and he's paralyzed from the shoulders down.
Whoa.
And his girlfriend in the upcoming Boston Marathon is going to run it, pushing him in a wheelchair.
Wow.
Now, it's tough enough to run a marathon.
Yeah.
And she's practicing in the colder weather. She's been practicing by pushing the wheelchair with 350-pound bags of salt in it.
Wow.
Because it's been too cold for him to get out because his immune system. Good for her. She's a keeper. She is. Wow. And how about that? Once again, you ask yourself the question, how does that happen in life? That a guy just about to get engaged, he's just playing basketball, hits the wall, head hits the wall, paralyzed. Sometimes life's not fair. Ladies, get in here.
Ooh, that's nice.
There are four women who work together. One of the women is in her 30s. One woman is in her 40s, mid-40s, one mid-50s, and one mid-60s. Monday morning, the woman in her mid-30s comes into work, and, they get in the kitchen, they're making their tea or coffee or whatever, and women, they like to chit-chat, how was your weekend? And the girl in her 30s was just, I mean, she had a kind of like a glow. She was lit up. And her three friends, 40s, 50s, 60s, says, well, what in the world happened with you over the weekend? You sure look happy. She said, oh, I'm happy, all right, and I am satisfied, like I haven't been since I was 22 on our honeymoon night. And the other women said, my goodness, what happened? She said, well, I discovered black leather. That's what happened. More importantly, my husband discovered it. They said, what are you talking about? She said, well, I'm only in my mid-30s, but, you know, we've been married 10 years, and things kind of start to get a little dull, and I read an article in Cosmo. I went out, and I bought a black bodysuit and a black mask and some black boots and black gloves, and I met my husband at the door with that, and he lost his mind. He went crazy. It was great. The other three women just look at each other. They're in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. And she said, you gals ought to try that. And one of the women says, well, you're younger. She goes, no, no. I read this article, said age doesn't matter. There's something about this black leather thing. Think about it. You've seen the dominatrix. What do they wear? Black leather. I'm telling you, gals, change your life. This weekend, get yourself some black leather and report back to me Monday. I want to know what happened. So the next Monday at work, here these women all come to work together again. And the woman in her mid-30s says, all right, let's have it. And she looks at the woman in her mid-40s and says, so, how was Saturday night? And she said, well, I'll tell you how it was. I bought the black bodysuit and the mask and the gloves and the black belt and black boots, and when I knew my husband was coming home, I opened the door. He saw that. He took his clothes off right in the door. He couldn't even wait. We didn't make it to the bedroom. He was all over me, all over that black leather. And the young gal says, yes, I told you. She looks at the woman in her 50s. She says, what about you? What happened? She said, well, I went out and bought that stuff, mask, bodysuit, black boots, black gloves, and Harold came home. He's running a little bit late, but I knew when he was coming home. He opens that garage door, and there I'm standing in the garage in that black leather. He got out, opened the back door of the car, and said, get in there. I don't even want to take time to make it into the rest of the house. And right there in the back seat of that car, woo, it was something. And now she looks at the woman in her mid-60s. She said, Ethel, how'd it go? She said, well, I went out, I bought that black leather suit, and I bought that mask, and I bought those gloves and those boots. And when Ernest came home, I met him at the front door with that, and he stood there, and he looked me up and down, and he said, so, what's for dinner, Batman?
Get a look at traffic right now with Tory Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Illinois crash on I-64 at Illinois 157, backing up both directions. Accident southbound 55 at Rivas Barracks. Traffic jams all the way back to 44. Bumper to bumper westbound 44 Jefferson to Shrewsbury. Accident right lane westbound 70 at Grand. Westbound 64 delays Jefferson most of the way to 270. And you had an earlier incident eastbound 270 at McDonald. From weather to traffic and everything in between, you have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
PT's Country Rock Cabaret, where the benefits are pretty obvious. It's where beer and sporting events go hand in hand with beautiful women. If you get off work during that crossing of the bridge traffic mess, then come into PT's and relax. de-stress, and eat dinner because a fantastic steak and fries meal is only $7.99. Let those other guys sit in traffic while you enjoy exotic dancers, sports on big screen TVs, and an ice-cold beverage. Visit the best strip club in the St. Louis area. And don't forget, you can catch every pay-per-view UFC fight with the confidence you'll be a winner, one way or the other. PT's Country Rock Cabaret is located just minutes from downtown St. Louis. So if that convention or expo is bringing you down, it's time to rise and smile at PT's Country Rock Cabaret in Sauget next to Pop's Concert Venue. Free admission before 6 p.m., only $6 before 8 p.m., and never more than $12 after 8 p.m. Don't sit at home watching the game. Be in the game at PT's Country Rock Cabaret.
Blue Chip was started by Scott and Pat Phillips with little more than a Volkswagen Beetle, a little bit of luck, and a whole lot of work. Since then, Blue Chip has grown into one of the nation's largest and most recognized pest control firms while still being a hometown St. Louis company. Now moving into our third generation, Blue Chip is just as focused with a commitment to training and professionalism that are unmatched in our industry. We are experts at what we do, which simply put is protecting your home, your business, and your family. Go to stlbugs.com to learn more.
I know a lot about Sharp City.
And it's great.
Whether you're looking to fillet up a Dover sole or slice into your favorite cattleman's cut, the folks over at Bertarelli Cutlery know all the ins and outs about how to get your kitchen knives as sharp as the dickens. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Bertarelli Cutlery offers St. Louis's finest knife sharpening services, as well as having all the gadgets and gizmos for your kitchen needs. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill, visit them on Facebook or online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
Oh, hey, this is Tom from Salt and Smoke. Is Pauly Shore ever eaten at your restaurant?
No.
No.
Ew.
No. Oh, God, no. No.
No.
Oh, okay, well, has he ever eaten at your restaurant twice?
Excuse me.
This is so embarrassing. Salt and Smoke, now featuring the Hamptons.
Let's go Southern California. They say it never rains in Southern California. It's almost true, every once in a while. Out there is a man named Michael J. Evans. He's like a Hollywood reporter. Got a very interesting past. One of these days we'll go over his past again. And for those who never heard about it, it'll be for the first time. Pretty interesting. For now, we're going to find out what's shaking in the world of Hollyweird. Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. And next door, the Smokehouse Market. They are east of everything else in Chesterfield Valley. They're closed only on Mondays, and lots of people buy gift cards all year long to Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse, because there is no one who won't appreciate that. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse now present Mike Evans.
Hi, Dan. Hello, David. Hi, Dan.
What's going on?
Well, everything seems to be fine. Cheryl keeps bugging me to write a book about my life. I got to get on that. Except I don't know how to write, which is a problem.
That is a problem.
Yeah.
I would say most people's lives are fairly average, and most people who think they have a life worth writing a book about are wrong. In your case, Yeah, you get somebody to co-author with you the writing part, and you sit down and start telling people your story. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's really good. I've been blessed. Pop quiz theme all week long. Who has more money in Hollywood? Today, your choices are Christopher Nolan, Harrison Ford, Venus Williams.
Oh. Whoa.
Venus Williams.
Come on.
No.
Why don't you just do Madeline Albright and Rosie O'Donnell?
Madeline Albright.
Why don't you put Janet Reno in there?
He likes now big butts and he cannot lie.
Janet Reno, come on.
He likes big butts and he cannot lie.
Boy, you are lonely. Venus Williams.
Wow.
All Robert Downey Jr. I got two hot scoops for you, and this one, when I got it earlier this afternoon, I thought, oh, Frank, oh, my buddy is going to love this. A friend of mine covering the Bill Cosby trial, who I talk to a couple times a week, swears that Cosby occasionally picks up a piece of paper on the defense table in court and appears to read what's on the paper.
Well, Mike, let me tell you something right now. That's impossible because the man is blind.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
And gets just out of habit.
That's it, but seems a little odd. And I don't care what ESPN says, LeBron James is not leaving Cleveland, despite all the rumors. The reason? It is true. Yesterday, LeBron quietly registered his son, who will be a freshman next year, in the same high school that LeBron went to in Ohio. They're not going anywhere. That's some hot scoop right there, homie. That scoop just rubbed all over your face for yourself.
All right.
Pretty proud of it. Love Nuggets. I can't explain it. I don't understand it. I'm just the messenger. O.J. Simpson has three steady girlfriends he's dating in Las Vegas, and all of them are beautiful.
Wow.
Well, I understand it. Lots of beautiful women want to be murdered.
Well, there you go. I never thought of that. That's pretty good. Yeah. Say what? Just divorced 47-year-old Justin Thoreau, quietly been in daily contact with 25-year-old Selena Gomez.
I don't even know who Justin Thoreau is.
Good for him.
I didn't know him.
They're talking about a rendezvous, and that news has put Jennifer Aniston in seclusion. Corey Feldman says that he was stabbed by a person who tried to keep him from naming names of pedophiles in Hollywood. Says the joke is on the attacker, that his lawyer has those names, and Corey has told the lawyer to release those names if anything happened to him.
Okay, hang on a sec.
What do you make of that?
I saw a little bit about this story, and according to the doctor, when we thought there was no stab wound, it's like he made this up. Is that true?
He was in a hospital for 2 days.
Yeah, but I watched a story on TV, and they said what's weird about it is one of the people that examined him said we couldn't find anything on him, on his body, that indicated he'd been stabbed.
He said he was poisoned and stabbed.
Oh, my God.
Wasn't he supposed to release these names a while back?
Yes, he was.
Here's what I'm thinking. Corey Feldman woke up and realized, hey, I'm irrelevant and nobody remembers me.
Exactly.
I need to stab myself.
There you go. But not deep enough anybody's going to notice.
Yeah.
How much time do I have? Do I have a lot of time today?
Oh, yeah, plenty of time. Yeah.
Okay, let's do some more stuff then. Baseball season's here. Of course, you're in St. Louis. Probably America's best baseball town. Yeah.
The least fans.
So I imagine you're all St. Louis Cardinal fans. But baseball in full bloom. Here are some celebrity season ticket holders for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Goldie Hawn. Snoop Dogg. Tom Hanks. Wait, he gives it to Venus Williams, but not Goldie Hawn?
Goldie Hawn.
This is sad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we talking
current Goldie Hawn or overboard Goldie Hawn?
Any Goldie Hawn is better than Venus Williams.
Venus Williams.
Yes.
All right, there you go.
You need to have your eyes checked. Johnny Galecki and Pam Anderson.
Turn in your heterosexual card at the door.
I'll give Pam Anderson one. Baywatch days. Yes.
Yeah, I remember in the Laurel and Hardy shows, it was just, never mind. Mm. Chicago Cubs celebrity season ticket holders, Vince Vaughn, Gary Sinise, Bill Murray, John Cusack, Minnie Driver, Jim Belushi, Pat Sajak, Tony Romo.
Let me help Limey with something here. When he says
Minnie Driver has got a giant head.
Limey, when he says Gary Sinise, there it is, Okay.
How long has he been doing this?
Not long.
How often have you said Gary Sinise?
There you go.
Thank you.
Celebrity New York Mets season ticket holders. New York Mets season ticket holders. Jerry Seinfeld, Chris Rock, Jimmy Kimmel, Jon Stewart, Glenn Close, Nicki Minaj, Ben Stiller, and Ray Romano.
No, you know what? Nicki Minaj has got a great butt.
Are you kidding me? That's badass.
It's huge. She could
cool off a whole pan of soup with one blow. She is just ridiculous.
Yeah. Limey, I think you may need to seek some kind of help.
Yeah. I agree. Nicki Minaj, She has racist. A sneak up on a mirror.
Racist.
Sneak up on a mirror. That's a good one. I haven't heard that for a while.
New York Yankees celebrity season ticket holders, Tiger Woods, Billy Crystal, Paul Simon, Denzel Washington, Bruce Springsteen, Spike Lee, and Jay-Z. Hey, Coachella starts tomorrow. It's usually so hot that it's really bad here. So there's good news and bad news. Good news, it's only going to be 80 degrees.
Nice.
Bad news, they're expecting 70 mile an hour winds.
Yeah, now you're talking.
Whoa. 70 mile an hour winds? Well,
it's out in the middle of, it's out in the middle of the desert. There's
wow.
Up into the, yep, really the big, there it comes. They are best friends and they spend a lot of time together. Paris Jackson and Paris Hilton.
I don't think she should get one.
What?
Well, stop a minute. No. You don't think Paris Hilton should get one?
I do not. She's just all right, you know, far too skinny and that giant pointy nose. She's like a female Bill Clevelin.
Pointy nose. She has a pointy nose.
She is like a female Bill Clevelin.
God almighty.
Female. All right, you know what? You're officially homosexual.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
No.
I didn't say anything wrong with it. I'm just saying you now have officially crossed over. Yeah. But Paris Hilton is beautiful.
Paris Hilton, Paris Jackson was named after Paris Hilton. Paris Hilton was a good friend of Jacko. Fox Searchlight, I think, is the best studio in Hollywood. Are starting their own television network, which will be great. Here are just a few fictitious names celebrities use when registering at hotels to avoid fans. Justin Bieber uses the name Chandler Bing. Jack Nicholson uses the name Don Doolittle. Tom Hanks uses the name Johnny Madrid. Linda Lovelace, Lindsay Lohan uses the name Bella Lovelace. Angelina Jolie.
Whoa. What was that? That?
Uses the name Jennifer Fife.
All right, a lot of times I like to just double check your information. So I spoke with Jack Nicholson this morning.
I said,
Jack, is it true that you use the name Don Doolittle? Here's what Jack said.
You're freaking right. It's true because I always liked Dr. Doolittle.
That's true. Right there. Every day this week, we're talking about celebrities who have been arrested. So I'm going to give you the name of the celebrity. You tell me who they were arrested for. And if we have time, I have more than five. Are you ready?
No, we've got about a minute and a half.
Woody Harrelson.
Arrested for pot?
Marijuana?
Drugs. Yeah, drugs.
Okay. Emma Roberts.
Drinking.
Oh.
Drinking? What is that?
Stealing.
Drinking?
No, stealing.
Stealing. Yeah. Drinking is stealing while you're drunk. That's drinking.
Yeah. Domestic violence.
Oh.
For Emma Roberts.
Wow.
She stabbed her boyfriend. Tiger Woods.
Domestic violence.
This next one, I'm just going to say four words and see if you can tell me who it is and what they're arrested for. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What were you thinking?
Oh, that was Hugh Grant.
Exactly. Arrested for?
Prostitution.
Transvestite prostitute, wasn't it? Or was that Eddie Murphy?
Okay, fine. Fine tune it. Okay.
No. It was not Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy was not. He was stopped with a transsexual. He was not arrested. Hugh Grant was arrested for solicitation of a prostitute. Frank.
Yeah, Blimey.
Blimey, you just need to hush. Settle down. Yeah.
You're off today. You just.
And Barry Bonds arrested for obstruction of justice. And finally. I
like girls
with
junk in that trunk.
15 seconds. 10 seconds.
Who's worth the most money? Christopher Nolan, Harrison Ford, Venus Williams, Robert Downey Jr.
I'm going to say Christopher Nolan.
I'll say Penis Williams.
Big butt Venus.
Venus Williams, $70 million. Christopher Nolan, $180 million. Harrison Ford, $210 million. Robert Downey Jr., $220 million.
Oh.
Mike Evans, see ya.
I didn't get to guess. Wow. I'm looking at Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. They're closed only on Monday. We leave you with a reminder. It's a big weekend for First Community Credit Union, especially the new Glen Carbon, Illinois location. This Friday, the 13th, from 4 to 6 p.m., the Paw Patrol characters will be there. Take those little kids. They love Paw Patrol. A caricature artist, a balloon artist, Louie Lone Star. And then Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon, Fred Bird, the real one, the Bubble Bus, another balloon artist, and Pony Rides, as well as Louie Lone Star. That's all happening to celebrate the big grand opening of the Glen Carbon, Illinois location of First Community Credit Union. A lot of other great stuff. Please check their website. It's easy. It's firstcommunity.com. And all the locations are celebrating with a very special 36-month certificate of deposit at a rate of 2.50 APY. Everybody gets to participate in that. Thank you so much for joining us. Scott Sherman tomorrow on the 4 o'clock hour. Thank a police officer every chance you get. And have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye!
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, Dan.
This is Larry Connors. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, and 590thefan.com St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.